There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
You're listening to Drive Live with Tim and NLT, and there's excitement in the studio because somebody's left hot cross buns. There's a lot of excitement. There's quite a few people in the studio as well at the moment, actually. So Zena has managed to leave them alone so far, which is probably quite remarkable.
Remarkable's the word. She is. She's like, it's like having a human Hoover.
Was the word I was thinking of. Too sorry, Zena.
Mean,
yeah. Well, people are eyeing them up. I don't know who they belong to, but you're very welcome to take them. We have a couple of people in the studio. We're going to get to Drive Live Talks Automotive in about 10 minutes' time. So if you are interested, we did offer you the chance to text in 4001 via the free messaging app if you want to do cash or trash, if you've got a car you're not sure is worth selling. But we're going to be talking about pre-summer safety car checks. But right now we're going to focus on the news. Hanan Marafi and Jay Sky are here from the ARN News Centre. Hanan, how much do you want to eat a hot cross bun?
Quite a lot. They look delicious.
Okay.
Although there are bites out of a couple of them.
And Jay, what about you?
I don't actually know what they are. It's the first I'm hearing of them. Everyone's just giving me this evil eye right now.
You've never heard of hot cross
buns?
No. Okay.
I do like this jam, though. Is that blueberry? I like blueberry.
You like blueberry jam?
Yeah, I like the jam. I think I'm more interested in the jam.
Oh dear. Okay, right. I think we need to move on from this.
Tim's hysterical over there.
I guess, yeah.
It's a learning thing, though, isn't it?
I mean, do you like buns and cake and stuff?
I guess.
Okay.
Did you really just say, do you like buns and cakes and stuff? You've said some weird stuff today. I don't know what it is. I think it's a weekend thing. NLT on Thursday, different to NLT on Tuesday.
I get very excited a Thursday, don't I? Okay, well, I guess aside from the hot cross bun news, we are here to talk about real news. News stories from the ARN News Centre, which when we're not thinking about hot cross buns, we are busy working away, Hanan. Let's start with you. This is a story about the news that some Indian students in the UAE have had some bad news when it comes to their school life. Tell us a bit more about it, Hanan.
Yeah, so basically 10,000 Indian students across the UAE have potentially been affected by this. Students are in grade 10 and 12, and they are likely to have to resit some of their final exams. Now, this affects economics and maths students who are studying with India's Central Board of Secondary Education, because the board discovered some papers were leaked in India just half an hour before the exams began. Now, I've been speaking with the CEO of the Indian High School Group, Dr. Ashok Kumar, to find out more details. And he told me that although this happened in India, the same action needs to be taken everywhere, as the paper is common basically overseas as well as in India. And Kumar also said that this concerned the economics exam for grade 12s the day before yesterday and the maths exam for grade 10s yesterday. He told me that a total of 864 of his students have been affected. And he also said that the board is trying to find out exactly what happened. As yet, they don't know. He said the resits will likely be ASAP, and that the schools will be informed on around the 3rd or 4th of April as to when those exams will be, and that they'll be 3 to 4 days after they're announced next week, 3rd or 4th. I asked Dr. Ashok Kumar how this is expected to impact students.
The stress is that stress are different kind. One, whose visa was expiring will have to stay back. B, those who had to travel to India or other parts of the world, either on vacation or for extra coaching or some skill training, may not be able to do it. C, they have to restudy and revise everything, for which the schools will have to make some arrangement. So it's certainly a stress on the school and on the children.
So that was the CEO of the Indian High School Group, Dr. Ashok Kumar, telling us that this news has added stress to both students and schools. I also asked whether this would affect teachers in terms of work, but he said that they'd already be there from the second and that no extra fees would be incurred to the pupils.
But it does mean that students are going to have to retake the exam.
Yes. So potentially, however, Dr. Ashok Kumar told me that there is a small chance that the students might not have to retake their exams and the current ones may be still valid. Basically, he told me that the board, the CBSE, are, if they're able to confirm that the papers were not leaked here in the UAE, then there's hope for them as they won't need to resit. So as far as he's concerned, the papers were not leaked amongst the students in his school. This is Dr. Ashok Kumar explaining more.
In the present circumstances, this is the best step forward. However, the steps are being taken that if it is not leaked overseas, they may accept the present examination. But that is not for sure. They are inquiring from each school. The principal have to give a certificate. There are people talking. It reaches WhatsApp group are very strong. It reaches the principal. It reaches any teacher. It reaches people.
So that was Dr. Ashok Kumar. He's the CEO of the Indian High School Group.
I mean, it's very stressful, Hanan. Already exam periods are stressful, full stop. But this sort of when it's something beyond your control as a student who sat an exam is very, very uncomfortable. I guess, is there an impact for the older students in terms of university applications if this is all up in the air?
Yeah, well, actually, that was something I was really interested in too. And Dr. Kumar said that this could cause an impact on the grade 12 students because they're going to be focused on their resit papers rather than concentrating on their university entrance exams. And the process is that basically they have to take an entrance exam for university in India and that this will happen end of April or early May. So he was concerned that they'd be working on this on the reset papers instead of this. But hopefully it will work out well for the students and we should know more on the 3rd or 4th of April.
Okay, you'll keep us updated then.
Indeed we will.
Hanan, thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure.
So, Jay, we'll come to you next. We have another story that you've been following today, and this is about the crackdown on shops selling e-cigarettes. Tell us a bit more about that.
So the Dubai municipality are working to put a stop to the illegal sale of e-cigarettes. They've conducted raids across mainly the areas of Bur Dubai, Al Hudaybah, and Al Murur, which are places most residents choose to go to buy their vapes. Raids have been proven to be very successful. They've recovered quite a few e-cigarettes from them. I managed to speak to Redha Salman, Director of Public Health and Safety Department at the Dubai Municipality earlier today. He talks about the raids in detail.
We have covered 11 outlets. 7 of them were fined. Around 30 different electronic cigarettes were confiscated during the raid. The electronic cigarettes are not allowed to be sold in the UAE as per the federal order which was issued in 2009.
Okay, so e-cigarettes are illegal across the Emirates. There are people that use them though, Jay, obviously. What about consumption? If people consume and use e-cigarettes, in theory, I suppose they're breaking the law because they own an e-cigarette machine gadget.
Technically, no. While you can't legally buy an e-cigarette at a store or a mall, there haven't been any laws put in place about owning and consuming them just yet. That's because it's a fairly new trend. A lot of testing and studies are still required by the official authorities before they can make a decision on whether or not it's actually okay to smoke an e-cigarette. But smokers of e-cigarettes are, however, expected to abide by the same laws that are already put in place for traditional cigarettes. Redha Salman, he tells us more about that.
We find some people carry them, whether they buy them online or whether they buy them abroad. Of course, they are not allowed to be smoked indoor. They are treated the same way as we treat the cigarettes. Whether you are inside a mall, inside cinemas or public facilities, conference halls, they carry the same status as the normal cigarette.
Okay, so we understand now, obviously it's quite a new thing, so it's going to be very difficult for these laws to come in. But, I mean, have these raids, Jay, only focused on the e-cigarettes themselves?
Mainly, yes. But besides illegal vapes being sold, they've also issued fines on other violations by tobacco shops, like selling cigarettes to minors, being located too close to mosques or schools, because they are expected to maintain a certain distance from those places.
Okay, Jay, thank you so much for joining us on the program.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.